Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here in the studio with my co-host, stylist to the stars, Renee Horsch.
Hey.
And infamous Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. I like to say infamous because you are so famous.
I know.
Infamous is bad, though.
That's, no, it's not.
Infamous is bad.
Really?
Yes, infamous means you have a bad reputation.
I don't think so.
I'll look it up. Listen, I may be the immigrant, but I know my words. I have lots of words, lots of good words.
Well, I thought, you know, this podcast, we talk about vacations. Since
oh, yeah.
It is that time of year.
I love vacations.
And I love looking at Renee's vacation pictures because
he looks like he's on vacation right now, doesn't he?
He does. He's in his white skivvy shirt.
I have to apologize because I was supposed to go to the gym this morning. I never made it. And then I was running around doing errands and I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to do the podcast today. So
may I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yes.
Infamous.
Yes.
Adjective. Well known for some bad quality or deed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Then
oh,
I will
that's not
good.
I
okay.
will
not.
We'll
I mean, you are a bad boy. But
I am a bad boy.
You are a bad boy, but in a good way. In a good way.
In a pantyless way.
In a
there we go.
I never got one panty comment in this whole
no,
thing.
No, we have been, you know, it's been a thread. We, for the audience listening at home, we tape a bunch of these all at once.
Yeah.
And our podcasts are 15 minutes. And we'll come in the studio and tape for 2 hours. And then we put a podcast out weekly. And in this last day that we've been here, panties has come up in every single podcast.
How did that happen?
But yeah, you, right. Renee, have not really focused on the panties.
No, I haven't. I've chimed in, though. Once the panties get going, I'm
you
like,
you should
yes,
wear
right?
panties on your vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. So speaking of vacations.
Vacations.
Yeah.
Are you going to see Joan Collins again in St. Moritz?
That's a vacation. Oh, St. Moritz.
Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez.
Oh,
yes.
Caribbean.
Yeah. No, Mediterranean.
No, oh, I'm sorry, France. Yeah. I don't know my geography, but I know my words.
You're thinking of St. Bart.
I'm thinking of St. Bart, St. Kitts. There's lots of saints in the Caribbean.
Those are, yeah, right.
Well, that's okay. We didn't know where prostates were, and you did, so it's okay.
They're prostates
so I can show you where Saint-Tropez is. So I was invited to go again, and then my good friend Troy and John.
It's in the south of France.
I know.
Okay.
It's really fancy. And then Troy and John are going to, our good friends, are going to Mykonos. So, and my dad's birthday is in Munich, Germany, and it all happens at the same time. So I'm working with my travel agent right now to figure out, you know, go to Mykonos, then Mykonos to Munich, Munich down to Saint-Tropez.
So how long will you be away?
I think like a total of 2 weeks.
That's a long vacation.
Yeah.
What time of the year?
So it'll be August 17th through the 27th,
and
I think.
And who takes care of the dog?
Mark.
Okay, so Mark's not going on this trip.
Well, he's invited, but you know he's a little workaholic. So,
but you can
like,
get away from work.
I'll make it happen. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well, Joan's a client, so I have to go there, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about what's her home like there.
Oh, she lives on a hillside in Remetuel, which is like 15 minutes outside on a hilltop that overlooks the Mediterranean.
Mm.
She's on 26 acres.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really picturesque.
It's great
yeah.
to be a dame.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, but it's really wild because she said like it was, she said it was the last thing that she purchased with her dynasty earnings.
Really? Yeah. So she's had it that long?
She's had it that long, which was, I think she got it in 1988. And then she bought another, I think it was sitting on like 6 acres. And then she bought 20 acres in the mid 90s when she was doing private lives.
As one does.
Right, that's what you do. You buy a hillside.
You
right?
buy a
wow.
hillside.
Yeah, but she said that it was really wild because with the height of dynasty
mm-hmm.
and even after dynasty, paparazzi would be. And she's like in a remote area. It's not
right.
like you know. She's down like this windy little dirt road, like a country road.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden she's got this gorgeous villa, but it's all hidden, and there would be paparazzi hiding in her trees. Like on the neighboring, you know,
it is such a nuisance.
It is. See, because you're famous. You know what this is like.
I have to beg the TMZ buses to
stop at your house.
I jump in front of them. Hey. Does she still get residuals? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. I think
that sucks because she would have made a lot of money.
Well, they did make a lot of money. She was the highest paid actress at that time. Like
in
nobody
television?
Was. Yeah, in television. Yeah.
Even Linda Evans. She
made
more than Linda.
More than Linda. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's still a lot of upkeep.
It is a lot of maintenance.
I mean, it's a lot of upkeep.
What are we talking about, Joan Collins or the place?
Well, the place, 20 acres. That's a lot
that's
of upkeep.
Lot. Yeah,
26.
Yeah.
You know?
26. Yeah. Yeah. Not too shabby.
So but, does she have servants and do people wait on you and all of that?
She has a staff there, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So then like so what we do during the daytime, though, is like we'll get ready and then we go to a beach club. And like the beach clubs are amazing, like, because there's like Club 55 and Bagatelle and there's Bora Bora and Nikki Beach. And they've got DJs on the beach that are spinning records.
Uh-huh.
So you go there and you have like this amazing lunch and you're outside right on the beach. I mean,
wear your sunscreen.
Of course.
We talked about
that. Yeah, yeah.
About skin cancer. And look how you love to show it off.
Well, are you kidding? I'm like, I put the artificial tan on from Jergens, whatever, because I don't break out from it, and I do put the spray, I put the sunblock on. So yeah,
good.
So it's good times. But yeah, that's what we do. So we do that, and then you know, but what's great is that these beach clubs, like you know, by 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. People are up on the tables. They're dancing.
Because they're drunk. They're serving booze. It's great.
In the sun.
Oh, my God. It's rosé all day. It's amazing.
Rosé all day. Totally. Point to your prostate.
Yeah, rosé all day. And then – but then what's really crazy is like these Russian billionaires billionaires that are all over that because it's a billionaire playground.
Uh-huh.
They'll buy these massive magnums of champagne, and they're like spraying people with champagne.
Whoa.
But you have to tell them whether you want to get sprayed or not. Well, you know, Dame Joan Collins never wants to get sprayed.
No, of course not.
You know,
of course not.
I
bet it's amazing.
But it's very gluttonous because it's like such a waste of money. And like these, you know, people are spraying, you know.
Isn't that what they're trying to do? Just sort of conspicuous consumption
and
wealth?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Look at me.
But
I am a Russian.
But it is fun. I get up on dancing on the tables after a couple tequila shots. Heck yeah.
Are you wearing panties?
Of course. I'm always wearing like
the panty
really,
thing is wearing. I'm over it.
Yeah. I'm wearing really cute swim trunks.
Thong.
Okay,
yeah.
So are they trunks or are they
They're
skivvies?
Trunks.
Okay.
Come on. You know, you're in Saint Tropez and you're not wearing a Speedo?
No, I do that when I'm in Ibiza or Mykonos.
Or Mykonos, of course.
That's
unless you go to like Super Paradise Beach or Alinea or whatever, that nobody wears nothing.
Well, no. I can't do that.
Come on.
I don't do that. Are you kidding? Heck no.
Why not?
So do
let all your
I have been to those
You're going to let your jiggy bits just hang out all over the place?
Yeah.
Really?
And I point to I do, and I sit there and I point to my prostate.
Well, you're promoting. You're like, getting new business.
Whether
Come
people
on.
Want to see it or not, I got this is my
so
prostate.
So do you go to the nude beaches in L.A.? Or there was nude beach in
Laguna. I'm not going to answer that. But I have gone to nude beaches on occasion, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I have.
I actually was with someone.
Oh, they're all over a beach. No, I don't mean to
you,
there's like naked people everywhere. But those are the people that
you go to Berlin and the Tiergarten, which is the main park in Berlin,
mm-hmm.
like Central Park, people are nude there sunbathing.
Really?
Yeah, they have a completely
But it's always the people that shouldn't be
thank
naked that are running
that.
Around
thank
naked.
Thank you very much after I just told you that I go to nude beaches.
No, you didn't tell me this. You didn't take your clothes off. And who says that you're not
it's
hot?
It's always
Come on.
The people that shouldn't
so
take off their clothes. It's not like Victoria's Secret models are running all over
exactly.
the place.
But every once in a while, there's a gem.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very
just going to take your word for it.
No, so, yeah. So, an ex of mine, I mean, loved to go to nude beaches. And he would have like a list of the nude beaches. So, everywhere we went, you know, I could tell you all the nude beaches in Hawaii, in every island,
you
in
are
San
just
Diego.
Full of useless naked information, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, my God. See? My eyes would burn. I'd be in Ibiza with Troy, and we would be like going to what's that? The restaurant there.
I've never been to Ibiza.
Oh, my God. It's great. They have like outdoor. It's all out. It's amazing. It's all outdoor dining.
Uh-huh.
Southern California, all of California beaches. What do we have? A freaking hot dog stand.
Right.
No, that is
nothing.
Really good.
Right.
Because Seaches is that way. Mykonos.
Right. Like,
they deliver
missing,
to you while you're on the beach.
You're like fine dining. And like they're giving you and it's got white tablecloths. It's gorgeous and beautiful umbrellas. It's all done well. Here, they're missing out on the revenue. Think of like the revenue.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And you have people that think of the Europeans that come here and they see our beaches and like, oh, we have like a crappy taco stand. Anyway, or a hot dog stand. But no, you see the most scary people, like your eyes would burn. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, did you see that? It's like, you
can't
even want
to
look.
You've got, you know what?
No.
We're so jaded here, and we're also manipulated by Madison Avenue, what our bodies are supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wear a bathing suit only in my backyard.
Yeah, see, there's nothing sexier than confidence. All right, there's nothing sexy. Maybe a six-pack.
Okay, yes, there's more things that are sexy
than
confidence.
It's kind of nice to like leave to, so, you know, a little bit to the imagination. You need to see everything, right?
I agree. Well, so now he's got this exotic vacation coming up. Let's talk about illnesses that people can encounter on vacation.
Well, you know what? It depends where you're going to go. So if you're going to go to an exotic place, now a lot of people are going to remote places of the world before they get built up. Like they're going to Southeast Asia, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, on safaris. Those places, you need to go to your doctor because you may need certain vaccines.
Okay.
All right. Certain medications to prevent malaria. So if you go to third world countries, definitely go see your doctor before you go because you will probably need certain vaccines, if not medications.
So when you get so how do you find that out? Do you go to is there a website? Does your travel agent?
Well, you know what? The CDC has a travel website.
On their on their website.
Actually, more than a page. You can put in the country that you're going to, and it'll tell you what medications or vaccines are recommended in that area. And it is constantly evolving in case, like, malaria moves in or Zika virus moves in or something. They'll give you all the warnings.
So it's not required, but it is recommended.
No, sometimes.
Sometimes it is
required. Some countries require that you show vaccination records before you go in, yes.
Huh. So what should people know about, heat stroke? Like he's going to
going to Saint-Tropez
and partying.
And naked. Good, because he's going to be partying. He's going to be drinking. He's going to be evaporating sweat, so he's going to be he's going to be dehydrated. Heat stroke is when you don't have enough fluid in your body.
And drinking alcohol is not adding fluid.
Not a great thing.
Okay.
All right. The way you maintain your body temperature is by sweating. So if you get too hot, you sweat in order to cool yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dehydrated and you can't sweat, your body temperature will go way up to like 104, 105 degrees. That's heat stroke, and it can be very, very dangerous.
You could die from that.
You could die from that.
Now,
so if you get red and hot.
Here's an interesting thing. If you are in another country or even another state and you get sick on vacation, does your health insurance cover that generally?
I don't believe so. Mm-mm.
So it's just really specific.
But you can
get health insurance
for travelers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And most airlines offer that.
Okay, so you buy that with your airline ticket, not through your agent?
I don't know.
Or like when I looked
You travel.
Well, yeah, so I look. So when I go overseas, my policy it extends over there.
So you bought a special policy or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So
you bought the Jones Collins version.
The Jones Collins version.
That's okay. Don't be ashamed, baby. Yeah.
Well, no, you need to be covered, right?
You do,
something happens, right?
Except in the nude beaches. You don't need to be covered
nude beaches,
there.
No. Right. Well, you take care of yourself, Renee, and don't you get heat stroke or
I won't.
Any sunburn.
Drink plenty of fluids.
I will.
Drink plenty of fluids.
Lots of rosé all day.
And when a Russian wants to pop in your mouth, let him do it.
Okay. On that note,
On that note.
Thanks, Josh.
We'll be back soon with another edition of Living Out Loud.
Sorry. That was bad.